So I just picked up my family's dinner at what is easily the worst Chinese restaurant in the world. It's the second time I've been here. The food isn't bad. I expect that it's going to be better now than it was the first time I came, which was the week it opened. But the service is so atrocious as to not be believed. The first time I came, it was about a week or 2 weeks after they opened up, and they only gave me half my order, and the food was lousy, and it took forever. And when I asked the lady for Chinese mustard for the egg rolls, she went away to get it. Then she came back and said, "You know, Chinese mustard is very spicy." And I said, "Yes, I know that." And she said, I didn't know that." And she confided in me that she was serving French's mustard the week she opened. And it was when the customers corrected her that she knew that there was a different kind of mustard that they serve in Chinese places. So one wonders if she's ever actually been in a Chinese restaurant, the owner. But in any case, I just left. And so I called in the order earlier tonight before picking it up, because I know the service is so slow I didn't want to wait, and I ordered something my parents recommended, which was the beef and chicken combo feast, and I asked for it by name over the phone, and she said, "What?" And I repeated myself, and she, the owner, said, "What is that?" And I said, "I don't know what it is." And she said, "Do you have a menu?" And I said, "No, I don't have a menu, but you have a menu." And my mother told me it was the very last item under the chicken list. And she said, "Oh, yes, here it is." So she just didn't know what's on her own menu. And she wrote it down, and I ordered a couple other things. So I went in to get it and stood around in the restaurant for 10 minutes waiting for somebody to pay attention to me so I could pay and pick up my food. She assembled the order, and while she was doing it, two people called in to place their own orders, and she told them both to please call back, or that she would call them back because she was too busy. Then a third person called, and she handed the phone to me and asked me if I would please take the person's order. And I looked at her, I mean, unbelievingly, the owner of the restaurant asked me, the customer, if I would take another customer's order over the phone. When I refused, she handed it to a waitress who giggled, and then that was the end of that. So that's a first for me, the owner of a restaurant asking me, a customer, to take the order from another customer over the phone. I've just pulled into the house. We'll see if the food's any good. Wish me luck. Happy holidays.